Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Will the AI bubble be bigger than the dot-com bubble?
No, but I think it will be bigger than a crypto bubble. And I think the bust in AI will be bigger than a crypto bubble as well.
So how will a bust in AI happen? Because AI is not something that's going away. It's here and it's only going to get bigger. Mm-hmm. It's going to be implemented in more and more parts of life. So when you say a bubble, what does that even mean? Like as far as the companies, AI companies?
Yeah, AI companies. Like the AI itself is going to exist, but they're only going to be maybe three or four major players. And then also Google have not put in their efforts yet. Mm-hmm. I really believe Meta's going to make a strong effort to be big in a chip in AI space. I think it'll come down to four or five players. Like same with the dot-com bomb. You had a bunch of companies that failed, but the internet overall.
But I think the difference between the AI, if it's a bubble, and dot-com and crypto is that there's not a lot of AI. So it's like there was a lot of dot-com companies. Mm-hmm. Pet.com, water.com, anything. There was a lot of dot-com companies, right? The same thing with crypto. There was Bitcoin and Ethereum, then there's a million different meme coins and all of these other, you know, different coins. I mean, if you really look at it, there aren't a lot of like artificial intelligence companies. The companies that's
they're transforming and being funded now
are the bigger companies, though. So we're talking about NVIDIA. We're talking about Apple. We're talking about Tesla. We're talking about all of these. These are already established tech companies. Mm-hmm. It's not like just a bunch of random startup companies.
That's every day, I'm probably getting 10 or 15 different companies. Like, I get Munch, Video.ai. Like, if we go to Nikki's page, we can see three new AI companies that she's talking about every day.
But I mean, that's not, they're not publicly traded, though.
No, they're not, but also because of inflation. And then,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, venture capitals are like currently. Yeah.
Like, those .coms, a lot of those .coms was on the stock market.
Yeah, and the VCs got them there. And that because the crypto thing blew up, they're going to take all that NFT and crypto money and fund AI. And as soon as we get out of this little recession and funding starts flows, they're going to create the next wave of the boom. Like, eventually, no one wants to have a conversation, and I get why. We have to, at some point, have the conversation around venture capital creating all of these busts and having no downside risk in them.
Yeah, I think another perspective is to think of what stage are we in the bubble?
Yeah. Well, right. We're super early.
Right. So if we think about early AI and generative AI, when we're talking about ChatGPT, we're in the infancy stages of it.
Yeah.
And so there's still time to create those companies. And so when you were like publicly traded, I'm like, I don't remember 5 years ago hearing about AI, like C3 AI, Inc. Like, they're publicly traded.
Yeah.
And it was like,
They adjusted.
Right. And it was, I didn't hear about them. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, wait, there's a company that specifically is tailored to reap the benefits of artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
I think we'll see more of that. Yeah. Right?
Like, we'll see more.
Because it's so early, like, if we use AOL, like, this is 92, and AOL is right before it's like 93, 94, when AOL.
We're early in it.
And then the .com comes, and it's like, wait, Excite.com? Like, what is all this?
Yeah, I think we're a few years out from it, for sure. It's not a bunch, but there's a bunch that are currently getting funded. Like, there's even, you know, if you go on Medium, there's some companies that have got it funded $50, $70 million that didn't even have like a complete working prototype yet.
I also think that this is going to, so tech obviously went on a rampage the last 15 years, then it fell. And then I think this is going to drive tech
bigger.
QQQ. And all of the tech indexes, I feel like every tech company is going to benefit from artificial intelligence.
I agree.
And that's going to be the next propeller of technology moving forward.
I agree.
This is the catalyst.
Two tech, two index, no stressors. I keep telling you guys, you don't have to adjust anything. Also, too, listening and executing is key. So going back to all information is not created equal. Once you have something that works, you don't need more information.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need more information.
Yeah.
Like, once you have something that's solid, a system that works, there's no need to deviate from it.
Yeah, you got to apply it.
Yep.
Yeah, that happens a lot. So just imagine how many texts you got over the past 2 weeks, like, hey, man, I'm glad we heard that information.
Yep.
But how many people are not texting you because they didn't?
A few.
Right? Like, they watched Market Mondays every week. We talk about these companies every week. Something like the NVIDIA earnings call happens, and you're like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. I didn't execute. Like,
yeah, it happens. But we're trained to shop and spend more of our money than we are to invest long term. Even with the whole situation, I find it funny how much money gets poured into these teardown campaigns and how much traction those get on social media, because negativity produces a higher viral clip rate than something positive. There's monetization even on our negativity, and I never see it in any other community. I never do. Especially, like, once again, and once we're getting into the market in 2020, I feel like there's a concerted effort for anybody that's good in the space to get torn down. Like, I was cute in the beginning, like, okay, you guys want to be involved, and now it's like, okay, now it's getting traction. Let's knock this down.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. You're talking about media, but I'm even thinking about the market itself. Like, we watched the pandemic happen. We watched 2021. The market was up, and then 2022 was like, oh,
different.
This is the real test for people who would just get into it. How would they fare?
Yeah.
How would they fare?
It's just, you either die a hero or live long enough to be a villain. And that's like,
a great lesson.
It's like, you know, rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. Rest in peace to Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. But these is martyrs. These are people that died.
Early,
So it's like the people that lived are never celebrated the same way.
That's true.
They're never celebrated the same way.
That's true.
And then you start to, you know, pick apart somebody's character and do this and do that and different things of that nature. So it's like we're never going to have the same reverence for somebody that has lived forever as opposed to somebody that died when they was young.
That's deep. That's poetic.
That's a dark night.
Yeah.
That's Jay.
So, you know, it's one of these things, ladies and gentlemen. Be careful what you wish for. You want to be successful. You want to be famous. It's a lot that comes with it. It's a lot that comes with it. More money, more problems. That's what Big said.
I'll tell you what else they said.
What did they say?
You'll never be able to say that these guys lied to you, Jack.
Big ain't lie.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.